Are you ready?
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Well, it's too late to rescue you. They're going to barrage you with constant questions. Why do we even play? Why do we even have practice? I mean, you guys got all the answers.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
You need to be more like a dog. We don't need a bunch of cats in here.
Hey, I'm just here so I don't get fired.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
And we are off. Happy Saturday morning. I think this is the first Saturday in the month of February. Valentine's Day is coming up, guys. You know what that means you have to do.
Do your job. Hmm. Get down to somewhere and take care of your loved one.
All of our local folks in Brunswick and St. Simons, Cunningham Jewelers is the place to get to make sure that you get your Valentine's Day stuff taken care of. So, yeah, if you're local, do that. If you're listening across the state, welcome in. We love having you. And we got some big news. You know, high school football is something that we do here, and we do it very well. And so the Brunswick High Pirates have been in the news the last few weeks with coaching changes, and Coffee County also has a big coaching announcement that they made yesterday as well. I guess we'll start with Coffee. Coach Pruitt announces that he is leaving as head coach of the Coffee County Trojans, I believe, to retirement.
Man, what a career. What a career. I don't know the exact number of wins, but it's probably 3 or 4 times the number of losses.
And he has done such a good job there with that particular program that it is a destination job.
Yes, a one-school county that always turns out talent.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Coffee's a place where you can win state championships.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah. They're in the region this upcoming year with the reclassification. They still have Ware County in their region. Statesboro joins their region as well. But really outside of Ware and Statesboro, you know, Coffee is going to be right there. And, of course, you know, Ware lost the Castellanos kid to UCF graduation. Coffee County was a young team last year, especially on the offensive side of the ball. They're going to be better. You know, they may be the team to beat in that region.
I mean, is that a backhanded slap at the Bradwell Institute Tigers? Come on, man. Why? You mentioned the new realignment. You don't even want to give Bradwell no props?
Well, there's other schools in that region, too, other than Bradwell.
Okay. But I was watching your facial expressions, and when you threw that out there about a new region realignment, you made it sound like it's a bunch of scrubs in that region.
Ware, Coffee, Statesboro all have a lot of history.
Yes, but you mean... Yeah, I mean, why the Bradwell Tiger disrespect, man?
There's no Bradwell. You just pulled that out of thin air. Like, there's no Brad. I am as big of an advocate for the Bradwell Institute Tigers as there is.
Okay. All right. Just.
What are their colors?
Blue and gold.
I bleed blue and gold.
Okay. I got you.
Also, speaking of blue and gold, the Brunswick High Pirates officially, I guess this last week, had Sean Pender tender his resignation to go take the job at North Hall. And yesterday they announced a new coaching hire. They are promoting their offensive coordinator, Garrett Grady, from OC to head coach. Of course, Garrett Grady was on Sean Pender's staff over in Pierce County when Sean Pender left Pierce to come to Brunswick. Garrett Grady came over with him, and now Garrett Grady assumes the head man job for the Brunswick High Pirates.
The new captain, baby. He's going to do a fantastic job at Brunswick High. Got a good team returning. He's going to go out and hire him a new offensive coordinator. So don't look for any drop-off from the Brunswick High Pirates next year.
I look for that team to actually be better than they were this past year.
The record may not be better, but I think, you know, you got Bowles and Camden and people like that on the non-region schedule. So
Bradwell, too.
No Bradwell.
See, don't disrespect Bradwell.
They're not on the schedule.
You're disrespecting them.
How?
Because.
Just because you did. Don't try to turn it around on me. I'm just talking about the Brunswick High schedule.
Listen.
Yeah.
If there's anybody in this studio that's capable of twisting things and putting things in people's mouths, it's you.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I thought we were talking about the Brunswick High schedule. We're not talking about that anymore. Well, anyway, Coach Grady's going to do a fantastic job at Brunswick High School. And, you know, Jason Bishop, he'll probably pick all six or seven teams in that region to win it next year.
That region has got Brunswick, Glenn, Effingham, South Effingham, and three Augusta schools.
Yes, Evans, Lakeside, Evans, and Grovetown.
Okay. Three Augusta schools.
Yes.
A good bit of travel involved in that region both ways, because it's a long trek from Savannah, Brunswick, to Augusta. And well, there's no real good way to get there.
Up through Statesboro, that's about it. Are you, speaking of Statesboro, are you going to release your Bullock County team schedules? I mean, you got Bullock Academy, who you drink Kool-Aid for. You got Southeast Bullock, who you drink Kool-Aid for. Then you got Statesboro Blue Devils that you don't give them the level of love that you give Southeast Bullock and Bullock Academy, which I don't understand. I mean, we're on the air in Statesboro. I mean, our show is, so I'm trying to figure out why you don't give the Blue Devils the same kind of love that you give those other two schools in Bullock County.
Well, once again, things that come out of your mouth that are not actually factual.
That is a fact.
I was just in Statesboro.
You always talk about Bullock Academy and Southeast Bullock, but you never talk about the Statesboro Blue Devils. That's the tradition program. It's like Ware County, where the Waycross Bulls, well, they're not existing anymore, but they're the only team over there that's got, you know, state championships.
Yeah, there you go. You're going to get those folks over there upset.
I'm just stating facts.
Listen, I actually was in Statesboro this past week, and I was on campus in Statesboro.
You were?
I was, yeah. I talked to Coach Kaiser. We talked some football.
Okay.
And, you know, I got a good feel of what he expects out of his Statesboro Blue Devils, and I think that he's thinking, you know, that he's got a region where he's looking at Ware in Coffee County. And, you know, of course, Kip's going to throw in Bradwell. But I think that he feels like he can compete in that region. I definitely think that he feels that he's a playoff team, that the Blue Devils are a playoff team, and I agree with him. And we'll see how good they get. They're going to be a young team. They're going to be a young team, kind of figure some things out on offense. And if they do, they're going to be really good.
The Statesboro Blue Devils compete with anybody. Period. That's what they do.
Did anybody say anything? See, this is what you're doing. You're like a spin doctor.
I mean, all these bogus power rankings that you come up with every year. I have yet to hear the Statesboro Blue Devils be included in your power rankings. You always got a Bullock Academy or a Southeast Bullock, but you never include the Statesboro Blue Devils, man. And I'm tired of it.
Well, let's be fair. Southeast Bullock has had a lot of success over the last several years. There's a program up on the rise.
So you're telling me Southeast Bullock right now could beat the Statesboro Blue Devils. Is that what you're telling me?
See, you're putting words in my mouth. Nobody said that.
Well, they're not in your rankings. They weren't in your rankings.
It's not
last
even
year.
High school football season. I don't have any ranking. I have the formula hasn't given me any rankings
yet. I'm telling you, the Statesboro Blue Devils in 2021 would have beat a combined Southeast Bullock Academy team. That's what I'm telling you.
Who are you arguing with?
I'm trying to just shoot holes in your ranking system.
For
those were teams that you consistently ranked in the poll, but no. Never a Statesboro Blue Devil even discussed.
Producers, why are we letting him do this? We're supposed to be talking about Coffee Brunswick, and he's on my power rankings, and it's February. Why are we? Can we not let him do this?
I mean, you ruffle a lot of feathers with those rankings. The disrespect that you give programs like Frederica and Statesboro.
Yeah, it's time to get a break.
I mean,
the number one sports show in the Southeast, the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Buying a vehicle doesn't have to be a headache. Come to Bennett Auto Group in Kingsland for the easiest car buying experience you've ever had. Your number one hometown dealer in Camden and in the Southeast. Number one in volume, number one in new cars, number one in certified pre-owned. Two locations to serve you a mile apart on Highway 40 in Kingsland, 912-729-5266 or 912-729-7100. The Bennett Auto Group, where you are treated like family.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Pivots Parkers, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of two-for-ones and three-for-ones. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
Fine dining on St. Simon's Island since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has built a sterling reputation that is known far and near. Wine and piano bars nightly. First call specials 5 to 6:30. Catering available through Three Little Birds Coastal Catering. Reservations and gift certificates available at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197. 407 Mallory Street, just across from the Pier Village, the Georgia Sea Grill.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. Another week and the Brunswick High Pirates are still in the news. As reported by Kip Branch, the Pirates have officially hired a new football coach to replace Sean Pender. Brunswick has promoted offensive coordinator Garrett Grady to head up the Pirate program moving forward. Grady was originally named interim head coach upon news of Pender's departure. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Follow the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on Twitter at @Bishop_show and give us a like on Facebook.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Coming out in May of 2022, Top Gun Maverick.
Flop.
That's not going to be a flop, man. Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show. I'm Kip Branch. Now we go to the Week in Review.
And here we go. The Washington football team, now the Commanders. I was hoping for something a little more snazzy, like the Trumps or the Bidens. Remember when I told you at the beginning of the season that the Bengals would be in the Super Bowl? Yeah, I do. Schools that out-recruited USC. NC State, Memphis, Boise State, Georgia Tech, Houston, and even Vanderbilt. Bill Belichick taking a page out of Kip Branch's book and breaking news days before it's official. Good job, Billy Napier, of salvaging a decent recruiting class for Florida. Inside the top 20 is impressive, considering. Jim Harbaugh staying at Michigan until the Cowboys call. Everyone has been asking me all week to pick the Super Bowl so they can place bets. Folks, I'm going to reserve that until next week. Major League Baseball, it's time to get a deal done. Freddie Freeman is chomping at the bit to sign with the Dodgers. The SEC has 9 schools inside the top 20 in recruiting, including the top 3. The best conferences where? Does anyone inside the top 10 in recruiting year in and year out do any worse than North Carolina? Squid Game 2, coming soon. Yes, yes, yes.
Top Gun Maverick. I'm already starting to see trailers on the television set. So it's coming. And there's nothing you can do about it.
I've seen those trailers. Them just flying around in the plane. Looks extremely excruciating.
Box office bonanza.
We'll see. You know what is going to be a box office bonanza is the new Batman. I'll be there. February 10th is when it opens. I'll be there that night.
I thought that was a comic book.
Don't start with me.
I thought that was a comic book.
Recruiting.
Man.
Recruiting. Back on the boat, Kip.
Back on the boat. ESPN... puts out their recruiting rankings. 247 puts out their recruiting rankings. They're a little bit different, but Texas A&M was the consensus number one recruiting class in the country, Jason, and the NIL deals. Apparently, there's a lot of money to be tossed around out there in Aggie land. So the Aggies have the highest rated recruiting class of all time. Try that on, all time. And that will that result in anything better than an 8-4 record for Texas A&M? That seems to be their high water mark right now.
8-4 with a win over Alabama.
Yep, and losses to Mississippi, Mississippi State,
Arkansas,
and a sub-500 LSU team.
Hmm.
Just want to throw that out there.
But a win over Alabama.
Win over Alabama.
I mean, which buys him two more years at that at his job.
Jimbo's getting it done.
So your top 10 recruiting schools, recruiting classes, Texas A&M is number one. Alabama finishes two. Georgia finishes three. Ohio State 4, this is according to 24/7, by the way. Ohio State 4, Texas 5, Penn State 6, Notre Dame at 7, Oklahoma 8, 9, Michigan, and 10, North Carolina. Of course, I've mentioned North Carolina. Every year it seems like North Carolina finishes inside the top 10 nationally in recruiting, and then they go 6-6 every year.
But you drank the Kool-Aid because you had them ranked in your preseason top 10 last year.
I did have them ranked inside my preseason last year. Yes, I did. Yep.
So I'm glad you didn't bet money on that, listeners. You're always touting about betting money on something, but, man, you're wrong a lot on this show about things.
Just because I had a team ranked inside my top 10 doesn't mean I was wrong about them.
Especially when you use the write this down. I mean, you're good at saying, write this down.
I am. Clemson, by the way, finished 11th. So it looks like that they're kind of back up on the horse as far as recruiting goes. Kentucky inside the top 15 at 13.
Kirby broke Clemson last year. Opening day.
Mm.
They come here, all that hype. Going to be a national championship playoff. Just anointed. Five-star quarterback. What did he do? Get sacked 7 times by that Georgia defense? That generational defense that Georgia put on the field last year. National championship defense. Clemson scored 3 points.
Cincinnati finished with the 42nd class. UCF with the 52nd class. Wow. Georgia Tech checked in at 53 as far as the recruiting classes go.
We're sitting here talking about recruiting, and you look for any opportunity you can to bring up the Association of Flag Football.
What are you talking about?
That whatever conference that Central Florida's in. People, I don't know why you look for opportunities to try to insert them into the conversation.
Those are top-tier programs. People want to know what they did.
They did beat Florida last year.
Yeah, well, UCF runs that state. Well,
heck, everybody beat Florida last year.
And Georgia State finished 99 inside the top 100, which is, for them, that's a great recruiting class.
Great recruiting class by Georgia State. Hmm.
Georgia Tech is now outside the top 50. They haven't had any of these recruiting classes, which have been decent under Jeff Collins. This is probably the worst one he's had since he's been there. It hasn't translated to winning seasons in a subpar ACC. So how much longer does Jeff Collins have at the helm at Georgia Tech? I'll give you my vote. This is it. He's got to make a bowl this year. And if he doesn't, he's no longer the head coach of the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets.
The last two Georgia Tech games, you know what the combined score was?
Probably ugly to nothing.
97-7 in Georgia wins. Okay. 52-7 and last year 45-0.
Unacceptable.
You know,
if you're one of the millions of Georgia Tech fans that live in Atlanta, that's unacceptable.
I mean, you go to your home. Georgia hasn't lost in joke by Coke since 1999. Georgia has not lost at Bobby Dodd Stadium since 19. They have not lost at Bobby Dodd Stadium this century.
That's not bad.
Those are facts. I deal with facts on this show.
Here we go.
That's what I do. I'm going to get on the Auburn Tigers in the next segment on my butthurt list. And we'll talk a little bit about what's going on over there, because it's apparently a train wreck.
Well, they have a history with coaches.
They have a history with taking a ice pick and sticking it through the temple of coaches. That's what Auburn has a history of.
That's pretty fair. Look, the Auburn Tigers led a national championship winning coach and Gus Malzahn go down to Central Florida to build a dynasty.
Whoa. You just said a lot of things that are inaccurate. Like, you said what? A national championship winning coach and Gus Malzahn went to Central Florida.
Uh-huh.
Oh, what year did Gus win a national championship?
Well, he's a national championship type coach.
Well, hold on. Type? Mm-hmm. Well, explain that type to me. Gus is an 8-4, traditional 8-4 coach. He's
Gus Malzahn won a national. Hold on. Let me look this up.
You don't need to look it up.
I don't want to be incorrect
because
here.
Because he took him to a national championship game in 2013, but he lost to Florida State.
Yeah, so that's my point. National championship type coach. And they let him go to Central Florida where he could build a dynasty there.
Well, he's doing at Central Florida what he did at Auburn, winning 8-9 games a year and losing the traditional four. That's what he's doing.
Cunningham Jewelers would like to thank you for a great 2021 and wish you a great holiday season. Cunningham Jewelers would also like to invite you to stop in any time in 2022. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick. Let their friendly staff help you find that perfect gift no matter your budget. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family-owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com, 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy. Looking for great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer, the Strike Zone. At the end of the spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. The only bowling alley in the area is now offering the VR Zone. Visit other worlds, solve mysteries, or take up arms in virtual reality. Only at the Strike Zone. Call or go online and reserve the VR Zone for your next event. 912-265-6600, TGI Strike Zone.
Looking for the perfect place to watch the big game? Then check out Ops off of Exit 3 on I-95. Jumbo big screen HD TVs, 300-inch projector, and the most IPAs in Southeast Georgia. Not to mention the top craft beer selection anywhere in the Camden area. An extensive menu that includes pizza to burgers to wings. 1378 Boone Avenue in Kingsland. Just look for the Big Ops star sign or call ahead 912-576-6880. Ops, your one and only true sports bar stop.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they're doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simons, including free delivery to anywhere on the island. Call 912-638-8601 for competitive pricing at J.C. Strother Company. And be sure to stop on in for all your Yellowwood pressure-treated wood needs. And, of course, go Dawgs!
Back on the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, live from the Bennett Auto Group Studios. This segment is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System and by the Bennett Auto Group. Buying a vehicle doesn't have to be a headache. come to Bennett Auto Group in Kingsland for the easiest car buying experience you've ever had. Your number one hometown dealer in Camden and in the Southeast. Number one in volume, number one in new cars, number one in certified pre-owned. Two locations to serve you a mile apart on Highway 40 in Kingsland, 912-729-5266 or 912-729-7100. The Bennett Auto Group, where you are treated like family. And so now it is that time where I have to allow Kip Ranch to be Kip Ranch.
I mean, it's the weekly butt hurt segment. I mean, our listeners look forward to that. I mean, yes. I'm going to start putting you on the butt hurt segment.
Okay. Okay. All right.
Number five on the butt hurt list this week, the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah.
They're getting into that Green Bay Packers, Aaron Rodgers territory. I mean, four straight AFC championship games, two of them at home, three of them at home, and you've lost two of them, or four of them, I don't know, two and two in the last four. You get totally dominated in the second half by the Cincinnati Bengals. And, you know, are you going to start, you talk about Aaron Rodgers, are you going to start saying Patrick Mahomes in the same breath as Aaron Rodgers now? I mean, these guys are super talented, and you know they put up a lot of stats and put up a lot of wins, but when it matters the most, they seem to not get it done. Think about that for a second.
Okay.
Number four on the butt hurt list this week, Jason, the Florida Gator football recruiting class. ESPN had them ranked as number 14 in the SEC.
That's dead last.
Yes, it is.
See how quickly I did that math?
How does that happen? I mean, other services had them ranked higher, but since, you know, ESPN threw that out there, I mean, they're reputable. I'll throw their numbers out there because it serves my purpose for this list right here. So Florida, worst recruiting class in the SEC. You're talking about the University of Florida. This just in, Gator fans. And I know you're probably not going to like me saying this, but Kirby Smart has won the same number of national championships as your beloved Steve Spurrier. Number three on the butt hurt list. The Baseball Writers Association of America.
Yes, they should be higher.
You suck. Period.
Yes, you do.
When a man like Barry Bonds gets walked with the bases loaded, that means he's Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Yeah. When a man gets walked intentionally with the bases loaded, that's code for, hey, this guy's Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
I mean, those are just simple things. I mean, he's been intentionally walked more than the entire Tampa Bay Ray franchise. Barry Bonds has more intentional walks than the Rays.
Let me throw this number out. I think 688 times Barry Bonds was intentionally walked in his career. Think about that for a minute.
688.
688 times he came to the plate in his career, and the manager said, I don't want to pitch to this guy.
That's a 162-season non-injured list number of at-bats.
688 at-bats is more than a season's worth of at-bats. He was walked more than a season's worth of at-bats in his career, and he's not in the Hall of Fame. You gotta be
because the Baseball Writers Association of America, you got guys who never played baseball judging people who can and trying to keep them out of the Hall of Fame.
I could do this Barry Bonds debate with you for a while. We may come back to it, but what I will say, was he taking steroids? Probably.
Never failed a test.
He probably was, but at the end of the day, he's got to hit a round ball with a round bat and swing hard enough and put a decent enough contact on the baseball to hit home runs. Did steroids help him hit home runs? Yes. Did they help him hit 500 of them? No. No, they didn't. Maybe 100.
Pete Rose should be in. Roger Clemens should be in. Barry Bonds should be in. Stop this madness, Baseball Association.
You take away 100 home runs for Barry Bonds, he's still got 600-something.
Oh, my goodness. Number two on the butt hurt list. Who am I, Jason? I'm 1-7 in my conference, and I'm 6-15 overall. Who am I?
Kip Branch?
No, I am the Georgia basketball program.
That's where I was going next.
Georgia basketball, 1-7 in the SEC, 6-15 overall. Is Tom Crean up there stealing money?
What has Tom Crean done for the Georgia basketball program since he's taken it over?
He took them from a middle-of-the-pack program to dead last.
Mm.
I mean, that's where they are right now. 1-7 in the SEC. Thank goodness for Kirby Smart in Athens, Georgia. Number one on the butthurt list this week, Jason, the Auburn football program.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to be a college football head coach and retire a multimillionaire in the shortest amount of time, then go to Auburn University.
Take the Auburn job.
Because you're guaranteed to retire a millionaire.
That's good.
I mean, who deep sixes coaches like Auburn does? Are you kidding me, guy?
Like I said, national championship type coach in Gus Malzahn, and they let him go down to Central Florida to build a dynasty there.
I mean, could you imagine being the Auburn University accountant, a CPA firm, and you're sitting here looking at all these payouts to former coaches? Mike Bobo's an offensive analyst at Georgia right now, making $100,000, okay? But the caveat is he's owed $2.6 million by Auburn for letting him go. If they fire Brian Harsin today, they owe him $18.1 million. $9 million of that has to be paid within 30 days.
That's a night out.
I mean, is Auburn broke? They got to be broke, man. All they're doing is paying former coaches.
Is Gene Chizik still on the payroll?
Man, I don't know. If he's not, he just got paid off. I know Gus is still on the payroll.
I want to find that out while we're in break. Find out if Gene Chizik is still being paid by Auburn and let me know find out in my headset.
Who can run through more coaches than Auburn University football? Man, think about it. What's the average lifetime of an Auburn football coach? About 3 or 4 years now?
I mean, how long was Gus at Auburn? 7 years?
7 years, and they was trying to get rid of him about 3 years in.
Yeah, they were.
I mean, they sent a plane up to get Bobby Petrino when Tommy Tuberville was the coach. I mean, Auburn, you remember that?
Yeah.
That was about almost 20 years ago.
That's shady.
They got a history of doing these kind of things. I mean,
so
Auburn.
Tuberville, was Chizik before or after Tuberville?
After.
Okay, so it was Tuberville, then Chizik, then
Gus.
Then Gus Malzahn.
And now Harsin.
So that's four coaches in 15?
I mean, it's just like every time you turn around, Auburn's calling a press conference to name a new head coach for their football program. I mean, really, though. I mean, yeah, we're Georgia fans, but, you know, Alabama winning national titles and all that, Auburn's come to expect that. But now that Kirby from the hated Georgia Bulldogs has a natty shining in their face, Auburn doesn't know what to do. Kirby has broke the Auburn Tigers.
You're taking shots at Auburn about changing head coaches. Don't nobody hold a candle to the Florida Gators in that department.
Auburn kills coaches. Florida changes coaches.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com, 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy.
Golden House Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden House Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden House Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, Come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy in the Bluestein Shopping Center. Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurance, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
Cunningham Jewelers would like to thank you for a great 2021 and wish you a great holiday season. Cunningham Jewelers would also like to invite you to stop in any time in 2022. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick. Let their friendly staff help you find that perfect gift no matter your budget. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
Looking for great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer, the Strike Zone. At the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. The only bowling alley in the area is now offering the VR Zone. Visit other worlds, solve mysteries, or take up arms in virtual reality. Only at the Strike Zone. Call or go online and reserve the VR Zone for your next event. 912-265-6600, TGIStrikeZone.com.
Jim McElwain was 16-6 in the SEC as a Florida Gators head coach, 22-12 overall, and they fired him.
I mean, he started struggling against Kirby. I mean, Kirby beat him like 42-7, and they said, "Nah, we're not having this in Gainesville." I mean, Kirby's got two coaches fired in Gainesville. I mean, he got Dan Mullen fired for beating the brakes off of him and talking about recruiting. And then Mullen responded and said, "We'll worry about recruiting after the season's over." And the Gator booster said, "Nah, we're not having that." So Kirby's going to be on Gator coach number three this Halloween weekend down in Jacksonville.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, live from the Bennett Auto Group Studios, is brought to you by the Bennett Auto Group and by Southeast Georgia Health System. The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, 912-466-7340, or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340. Super Bowl's coming up. Rams are a 4.5-point favorite, which I think is actually pretty favorable to the Bengals. I think there's some respect. I would have assumed that the Rams would be a touchdown favorite in this football game, and they're not. They're 4.5. So I feel like that's some respect being given to Joe Burrow and the Bengals as far as the point spread.
They're a hot football team right now. Mm-hmm. They have gotten hot. They went on the road now. They beat the Raiders, and they went on the road and beat the top two seeds in the AFC, Tennessee and Kansas City. They're a hot football team right now.
Can they protect the thing of the game, the key of the game? I'll go ahead and tell you this right now from my football expertise, which is vast.
Okay, go ahead,
man. Why is that comical?
I just had an itch in my throat. Excuse me.
The key to the game, well, you need to do something with that. The key to the game is whether the Bengals can protect Joe Burrow against the Rams' defensive line and Aaron Donald.
9 sacks against the Tennessee Titans, and they still won the game.
Okay.
I mean, they gave it. That's a lot of sacks. And he gets sacked 5-6 times against the Rams, they're not going to win. Matthew Stafford is not Ryan Tannehill.
No.
So, yeah, you and OBJ, Cooper Kupp, I mean, they got people that they can get the football to, and if you get in trouble and can't protect Joe Burrow, it's going to be, that game could turn into a blowout.
I'm not ready to give you my Super Bowl prediction yet. I'll wait to do that until next week so that, you know, we'll have the chance to take a look at the line and see if there are any injuries or whatnot. before that game starts, because what I don't like doing, listeners, is I don't like giving you bad picks. So I want to wait until the game gets a little closer so that I can give you the most predictable outcome in that football game so that I can get you to put money where you need to put money on to make money.
I'm picking the Rams. I think they got a better defense than the Cincinnati Bengals. Offensively, Joe Burrow's in the Super Bowl in only his second year in the NFL. Ja'Marr Chase, rookie wide receiver, or second-year wide receiver. These guys can play.
Mm.
But the key to this game is going to be the Cincinnati offensive line. Will they hold up against the Rams' defensive front? And the Cincinnati defense, can they cover OBJ, Cooper Kupp, and can they get pressure on Matthew Stafford? If they can't, they're in trouble.
I feel like the only maybe Achilles heel that the Rams would have would be maybe the running game. But
I mean, Sony Michel and Cam Akers have been, you know,
decent enough.
Bengals are better than the Rams at running back. Joe Mixon is a better running back than any of the two running backs the Rams have.
No, I agree with that.
So,
again, I'm tempted to give you a pick, but I just want to refrain from doing it until next week, where we've had more of an opportunity to kind of see how things shake out. And then I know that you're chomping at the bit to hear what I've got to say and pick a winner. I'm going to wait to do that until next week, listenership.
Matthew Stafford comes over from the just train wreck of a franchise called the Detroit Lions. Year one in L.A., he's gotten him on the verge of winning the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm. Good trade.
Excellent trade. Here's a guy that with 50,000 career passing yards, if he wins a Super Bowl, then I think he's bordered. I think he's got Hall of Fame type numbers. If
his numbers are there. Ring. His numbers are there.
If he wins that Super Bowl, then I think he's in consideration to be a Hall of Fame.
No, I think he's more in than Barry Bonds is.
Yeah, I mean, and don't get me started on Barry. I get mad talking about Barry now.
I do too.
That's the best baseball player that I've seen in my lifetime. Best.
He came up in the late 80s with Pittsburgh, and in the 5 years that he played with Pittsburgh before he segued on to San Francisco, he was perennially 320, 30 home runs, 100 RBIs pretty much every year.
He was a 30 steal guy, too.
Yeah, 30-30 guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, pre-steroids, he was already putting up numbers that he was going to be able to carry on throughout his career, which would have made him a Hall of Famer. Now, you know, he gets to San Francisco in 93. I think he started juicing about 95, allegedly. And, you know, then his numbers went from, you know, 320, 30 home runs, 100 RBIs to 350, 50 home runs, you know, 140 RBIs. But at the end of the day, did the steroids assist him? Allegedly, yes. But he still had to have the hand-eye coordination to hit the baseball and hit it squarely. Round ball, round bat. Hardest thing to do in sports. You got to put him in the Hall of Fame. He's the best hitter I've ever seen with my two eyes.
Me too. How in the world did the early 1990s Pittsburgh Pirates not win a World Series?
The Atlanta Braves, that's how.
You had Bonilla, Van Slyke, and Bonds in the outfield. That was the best outfield in baseball.
Jay Bell, Bob Walk, Doug Drabek. Smiley.
Those guys were good.
Yeah, they were good. they lost to a Cincinnati Reds team in 1990 in the NLCS that was really good, went on to win the World Series, and then they lost to the Braves in 91 and 92. So, yeah, maybe, you know, those two franchises, the A's and the Pirates, in that stretch in the early 90s, both of them were loaded, and neither one of them. Well, I guess Oakland got theirs in the late, yeah, in 89. Yep. And Pittsburgh never even sniffed one.
They couldn't even get to the World Series. I mean, and that was a good baseball team. Jim Leland was the manager.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just a good. Those 91 and 92 NLCS was classic baseball.
Yeah, I agree with that. Yep. Especially if you're a Braves fan, you know, you look at that as with nostalgia.
Yeah, I mean, if you're a Braves fan, but if you're a Pirates fan, man, you could look at things. How did this get away from us? I mean, but that was a good franchise.
One of the things I'll never forget is when Jim Leland came out and took out in the 92 game, game seven, Doug Drabek is up 2-0 in the ninth inning.
Didn't let him finish. And he's sitting over there watching it slip away. You could just see the look on his face.
Yep. Got to be heartbreaking.
Yes.
Looking for the perfect place to watch the big game? Then check out Ops off of Exit 3 on I-95. Jumbo big screen HD TVs, 300-inch projector, and the most IPAs in Southeast Georgia. Not to mention the top craft beer selection anywhere in the Camden area. An extensive menu that includes pizza to burgers to wings. 1378 Boone Avenue in Kingsland. Just look for the Big Ops star sign or call ahead 912-576-6880. Ops, your one and only true sports bar stop.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they're doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simons, including free delivery to anywhere on the island. Call 912-638-8601 for competitive pricing at J.C. Strother Company. And be sure to stop on in for all your Yellowwood pressure-treated wood needs. And, of course, go Dawgs!
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy. In the Bluestein Shopping Center, Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurance, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
Golnow's Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Spirit of the debate in the break, I'll just tell you like it is. I am, you know, one of the go-tos in this area when it comes to football expertise. That is a true statement.
Go-tos.
Yes.
I am. Let me get this straight.
Okay.
You say you're one of the go-tos in this area. Excuse me. In this area.
Yeah.
Say that one more time. You got me. You're one of the go-tos in what?
Football expertise.
Wow. That's a big statement right there.
Well, it's true. It's true. This is very factual.
Somebody said
I'm not
you
saying
need
that,
to add Jason to the butthurt list on social media right here.
You know, no. I'm not saying in every instance I am the go-to. I'm not saying that. I'm not arrogant enough to say that.
You're one of the top two or three go-tos.
Probably.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. But you can't give us – next week you'll come out and give us two Super Bowl winners. So that'll be one of your go-to moments. Yeah. I mean, they're catching on, Dave. You got to come up with some, you got to come up with some new material.
I've got plenty of material.
Okay.
I got plenty of material, and it's all factual.
Well, it's all, that's it's debatable.
All, it's all based in facts.
Factual. That's a little erroneous there, brother.
The Brunswick High Pirates have a new head coach. Garrett Grady will be taking over the Pirates program. Announced yesterday at Glynn County Stadium.
You were at that press conference.
I was at that press conference, yep.
And so he was introduced as the ninth head coach in Brunswick High School football history.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's a relatively young man in his mid-30s.
Mm-hmm.
He's set up to have a long tenure at Brunswick High if he can be successful. He'll do a good job.
He's going to have a pretty good team coming back. He's going to have I think he's going to have a quarterback that might be a little better than the couple of quarterbacks that were sharing time last year. He's going to have some holes to fill at running back. And I think defensively he's going to be fine. I think in the skill positions he's going to be fine. Yeah, we'll see how that goes.
Quarterback, running back, who's going to step in? That's kind of when I look at the Brunswick High Pirates for 2022. Will we get consistent quarterback play? And will a running back step up? And you know, Brunswick lost four good running backs.
Coffey County will be looking for a new head coach. And this is something that, you know, I'm not saying this factually. This is just me thinking out loud, okay? As you know, I call the games in Kingsland for the Camden County Wildcats on the radio, right here on KBay. So my question, or our Kingsland affiliate in KBay. So what my thought process is the defensive coordinator, when Jeff Heron was hired, he brought over the defensive coordinator, John Lindsay, from Coffee County. Well, now that position is open. Does John Lindsay have an interest in the Coffee County job? I mean, I don't know. I'm just saying he was the DC before Camden.
There'll probably be an application process. You know, they'll go through to have a search committee. They'll probably filter the best candidates. And then, I mean, dude, we're in February.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, this is something that's got to happen pretty quickly. Because you got off-season program. You got to get spring football lined up in April or May. So this is something that Coffee's going to have to put together quickly. The timing of it in Coffee would lead you to speculate that they may promote internally. I don't know. Again, I'm thinking out loud here, but you know, that is that's a destination job, as you said earlier in the show.
And I will say, as far as John Lindsay goes, yes, he did come from Coffee as the DC over to Camden for, you know, it's a lateral move, DC to DC. I feel like that. My personal opinion, and, you know, I haven't talked to John Lindsay. I will, but I haven't spoken to him as of yet about the Coffee County job, as this just blew yesterday. I don't really think that John Lindsay would be interested in the Coffee County job. I personally don't think that. But, again, that's just what I think. And I don't want to put anything out there that I think that I don't know as factual. It's just my opinion.
You put out stuff that you don't know as fact every week. I mean, what are you talking about? I mean, you're just doing, you know, semantics have been a big word around here recently. I mean, dude, come on, man.
There's never been a time where I have said anything on this radio that has not been drenched in fact. When I'm saying that it's drenched in fact.
Gotcha.
Never. I am too responsible to my listeners, and I take the listenership for the show too seriously to say things that are silly.
10-4, I hear you.
Mm-hmm. Coffee County is a destination job. I agree with you on the standpoint that it makes more sense to try to hire internally at this point, this late in the game. But with it being such a destination job.
Oh, they're going to get a lot of resumes that come in.
Yep.
There's going to be a lot of people that look at Coffee's history and what they've done. I mean, Coffee's kind of, even on bad years right now, they're like a second round team. Good years are Final Eight, Final Four type team. I mean, they just haven't got to the point where they kick the door in and win that state championship. But they make deep runs in the playoffs just about every other season. I mean, they're making runs. That region they played in last couple of years with Warner Robins and Ware and Coffee, that's as brutal of a 5A region that you'll ever see in the state of Georgia.
Mm-hmm, that region,
was murderer's row.
Yep, and that region, of course, now has been disbanded, and Ware and Coffee did stay together in a different region, and they added Statesboro to that region as well.
Yes, I mean, Statesboro's got a lot of history, a few state championships. Statesboro's going to get back to being Statesboro again. I mean, they got talent in that county. I mean, you got, what, three schools now up there that's kind of filtering talent away. But
Four. Don't forget about Portal.
Yeah. So, okay. How could I forget about them?
Don't know.
I don't know.
There are four schools in Bullitt County. Portal's one of them.
But Statesboro High School is that's a traditional powerhouse type program in the state of Georgia. And they'll get back to being Statesboro probably sooner than later. I mean, Coach Kaiser's a good coach. They've got good kids coming through the program. I mean, they just, they had a playoff run set up last year and kind of faded down the stretch in the regular season. But they'll be a playoff team in this region that they're going to next year.
And I don't think that beating Coffee or Ware for Statesboro is out of the equation. Ware, again, Thomas Castellanos, their quarterback, has graduated and moved on to UCF. And so they're having to reload there. Coffee last year was a young football team. We'll see how far they've come in a year. And, I think Statesboro also, they've got some holes to fill.
Statesboro and Ware, you look back on history in the last 10, 15 years, they've had some classic football games.
Yes, they have.
I mean, and no team, I mean, it's been consistent both ways. Both teams have beaten each other, so it's not like one team has dominated the other. I mean, that was a good rivalry game for a long time.
And, of course, you've got Southeast Bullock who's come up and started winning a lot of games.
There we go. There is a way to end this show there, buddy.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Stream the show on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
Buying a vehicle doesn't have to be a headache. Come to Bennett Auto Group in Kingsland for the easiest car buying experience you've ever had. Your number one hometown dealer in Camden and in the Southeast. Number one in volume, number one in new cars, number one in certified pre-owned. Two locations to serve you a mile apart on Highway 40 in Kingsland, 912-729-5266 or 912-729-7100. The Bennett Auto Group, where you are treated like family.
Fine dining on St. Simon's Island since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has built a sterling reputation that is known far and near. Wine and piano bars nightly. First call specials 5 to 6:30. Catering available through Three Little Birds Coastal Catering. Reservations and gift certificates available at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197. 407 Mallory Street, just across from the Pier Village, the Georgia Sea Grill.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. Another week and the Brunswick High Pirates are still in the news. As reported by Kip Branch, the Pirates have officially hired a new football coach to replace Sean Pender. Brunswick has promoted offensive coordinator Garrett Grady to head up the Pirate program moving forward. Grady was originally named interim head coach upon news of Pender's departure. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Follow the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on Twitter at Bishop_show and give us a like on Facebook.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of 2-for-1s and 3-for-1s. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.